For decades, Sharon Koski worked indoors, helping her husband Marcus run their construction business.
We've been commercial builders for 20 years. I've worked in the office for him, and that's all we've known and all we've done.
Away from work, gardening was Sharon Koski's greatest pleasure.
I've just always had a passion for growing, and you know, I've always had my own herb and little veggie gardens.
And that passion grew to a point that the mother of two decided to leave construction and build a new career as a farmer, selling certified chemical-free produce, including microgreens, sprouts and edible flowers, direct to chefs.
We just started again 4 years ago from scratch and not knowing anyone in the industry. That was the hardest part, was getting a foot in the door, trying to meet people, basically door knocking to different restaurants and cafes, getting to know people and giving samples and introducing myself, and I was accepted really, really well.
The Koskis named their business The Green Shed and started with sourcing clean, chemical-free seed. Now baby wasabi lettuce leaves and sprouts, vibrant green coriander, deep red radish and beetroot shoots, mustard and baby broccoli are among nearly 30 different varieties of microgreens and sprouts they grow.
They're just basically baby herbs and vegetables that are harvested young before they've developed. With the rise of all the cooking shows on television, that's definitely given more people inspiration to use them and understanding of how to use them. And they're definitely not just there to pretty up the plate. They have a lot of nutritional value, and health conscious people are actually using them as a part of their salads or in smoothies to get a punch of nutrients and flavour.
They deliver to more than 40 customers across the Sunshine Coast, and most of the orders now include edible flowers.
As soon as I started putting them out there to my customers, yeah, it just took off. And now just about every one of my customers just loves these flowers. They're very trendy at the moment. They've been used through the ages, of course, in different ways, not only as a garnish but also medicinally. Through the winter we have a lot more of the pansies and violas and things like that, and then coming into summer you get more into your marigolds and summer varieties. So we do grow as much as we can, and we're always experimenting and learning new varieties as well.
I had a bit of a look online, and it sounds like with flowers you do have to be very careful what sort of flowers you're eating, how old they are.
Absolutely.
What sort of quantities? So how did you learn about all of that?
Again, just a lot of research. There's obviously the more common, well-known varieties of edible flowers, such as nasturtiums and pansies, violas, things like that. They're perfectly safe to eat from the tip of the flower right down. The whole plant is edible of the nasturtium. But there are certain flowers that you've got to be very careful. It's actually only the little petals that are edible. You don't want to eat the base of the flower or any of the leaf or the stem. It's bitter and it's not palatable anyway. The other thing too is that some people are sensitive to pollen, especially things like hibiscus and roses even. So I am very cautious of those flowers.
So tell us some of the flowers that you've got here that people may have not thought of.
Okay, well, these are begonias. We grow these for both the flowers and the leaves. They're both edible and they've got a really nice zingy lemony flavour.
Is that a taste?
They're pretty. They look like little blossoms.
Oh, yum.
As well. They're
That's really... a real explosion of taste.
Yeah.
Never would have thought to have eating these, and they're growing in my yard.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're a very common flower that a lot of people would have that you could use in garnishing or in their salads or whatever.
Marcus Koski, you had plenty to do in terms of hard physical labour when you bought this property 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was pretty run down. There was this tall grass, probably taller than myself, over 6 foot tall all over the property, and there was this run down garden beds everywhere. There was kilometres and kilometres of barbed wire fencing, rotten posts. It was just, yeah, it's been a hard slog to get to where we are now. But I thought, you know, Sharon's got a real passion for all this growing and this sort of industry, so I thought I'll, back her up with it.
How proud are you of your wife?
Extremely. Extremely. Yeah, she knows her stuff.
2 to 3 times a week, 300 to 400 tubs of different varieties of flowers, microgreens and sprouts are delivered across the Sunshine Coast.
We've actually grown immensely, very, very quickly. The first couple of years was quite slow because we were, you know, learning. But yeah, the last 12 to 18 months, we've pretty much quadrupled our turnover. And one of our philosophies too is that we want to stay fresh. You know, we don't want to know that our produce is in transit for days or in a cold room somewhere for days. And as soon as everything's done, all the orders are filled, the vans are packed and they're out of here.
Oh.
It's full on.
Wow, Sharon Koski, you must not have much downtime.
No. No. It's 7 days a week. Even if we're not delivering, we're always networking somehow. We're always watering, watering, watering. I love coming down at the end of the day and sitting over there at my little planting station and planting up trays, and also just love all the people that we've met, all the businesses that we deal with now. It's much more personal, and yeah, just really enjoy seeing the results and seeing people happy using our produce.